From the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
More beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self? Country loved and mercy more than life. America, America, make God thy gold refine. Be nobleness and ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, and of course, this is America's Heroes Group. And we are so pleased to be on with you today, a beautiful day out. And of course, we've got a lot to talk about, and we want you to join us, as I just said. We are going to, got to mention our sponsors, Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603, toll-free numbers 888-837-3275, office 312-781-1977. Also, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home, Southern Cooking, yes, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. You can call them at 877-275-5852. They'll bring it out. I know that because I have someone who does it. America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by veteran business owner Harris Gulf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue. Here in Chicago, 60621. You can call Ayers at 773-783-1818. Some of the best shrimp in the universe, so keep that in mind. We are America's Heroes Group Roundtable. We are globally connected with Kaiser Health News. And September is National Hispanic Heritage Month. We're going to be talking about that. And right now I want to go to my co-host today is Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, who is on the phone.
Hello, Governor Talk Radio. It's great to have an icon like you speaking at a difficult time in the country like this we have.
That's right. And also with us is our executive producer, Glenda Smith. We're happy to have her. And our digital media producer, Manny Cortazari. And assistant media producer is Titus Williams. So we are so pleased. And, you know, you can always call in. We love to hear you. So you can do that. Call in. Kara Anthony, Kaiser Health News Midwest correspondent and former multimedia reporter at the Belleville News Democrat. This is an interesting discussion about post-election updates on those people in Missouri to vote on Medicaid expansion as crisis leaves millions, get this, millions without insurance. So we want you to tell us about that. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Hi, Cliff. Glad to be on here with you.
How are you? First, I want to say hello to Dr. Arnold. Doc?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? So good.
Doing great. I'm so glad to hear you're a strong voice up there.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I guess go right ahead.
Hi. Yeah, so glad to be on with you today, this afternoon, on Labor Day weekend. It's fitting that we have this conversation because, you know, the U.S. having an unemployment crisis because of the pandemic also meant that we had a health insurance crisis in our nation, still ongoing because we're still in the pandemic. And so many U.S. workers, at the height of the pandemic, I think it was 1 in 4 U.S. workers had filed for unemployment and needed assistance. And many of those folks also needed health insurance because they were depending on their job to provide that. And when they lost their jobs, they lost their health insurance. And in Missouri, they had an opportunity to vote last month, and they voted yes to expand Medicaid expansion, to expand Medicaid in the state, which means that lots of folks who need health insurance that would otherwise not have it will now be able to apply for that next year.
So what is happening then? What happens now?
Well, now it's a waiting game. So Medicaid expansion was approved in August, and so in July of 2021, folks who are still, you know, waiting, are still looking for jobs or maybe don't have that private health insurance that they may need, including there were veterans who had slipped through the cracks in Missouri, you know, who needed insurance, didn't have maybe what the previous requirements were. But now, with expansion in the state, things have opened up where even more veterans will be able to apply and become eligible. You know, and of course, it's not until 2021, but it means that so more than 230,000 people, at least in Missouri, will be able to get health insurance that's much needed, especially during a pandemic when people are thinking about their health more than ever.
You're right. No, I think that is very important. And, of course, we're only talking about, what, 3-4 months, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, look, 2020 is passing us by pretty quickly here.
Right.
And 2021 will be here, you know, before we know it. And again, just thinking about, it's not just a Missouri issue, but really a national issue because so many people across the country found themselves without work and then also lost their health insurance. And so when you think about that, it's such an important issue for us to talk about today, especially on Labor Day weekend, you know, a weekend where people are taking some time to relax. But at the same time, a lot of people are really stressed out right now, still in our country, because, you know, they lost their job and they're still looking for work.
You know, I'm really surprised that this was voted on and happened as it did. The situation is very, very, it's rough. It's rough. Dr. Arnold, you certainly would know about this. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, because, you know, Illinois is a Medicaid expansion state, and with the Affordable Care Act, which was a key piece of legislation, what people have to realize is that we have people out of work, as Carol was saying, and these people really need to be protected. And it's not just those people who are at work, it's their children. So we have children who need the coverage and the protection that, you know, the first duty of our government is to protect the citizen.
Right.
And this is an absolutely essential step forward. And I'm so happy that it passed because you're not talking about just the health care coverage, but being unemployed means that you may have poor access to food, to shelter. Mm-hmm. You may be on the street.
Yeah.
You know, we have people who are being evicted now, currently. So this is really essential. And it's a basic human need and a human right that people should have.
it's so good that things are changing on that. We certainly need
it. Yes.
Certainly need it. We have a caller. Al, hi. You're on WVON.
Cliff, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Al.
Hey, just calling in regards to the attorney who represents us about the lawsuit Department of Defense against 3M with the hearing protection. And he was supposed to call me back yesterday. He didn't. And I think he has a misunderstanding. I was in the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did 8 years in the National Guard, I joined the United States Air Force Reserve at O'Hare.
Okay.
And took me a tactical airlift group. My mission was assigned to us by the 28 MAPS, 28 Mobile Aerial Port Flight Squadron. So we serviced the C-130s, and this was before and after Desert Storm. And we were—I learned how to drive the new Jeep, fly the M-16. I was a training instructor. We were on standby to go to Kuwait, Afghanistan, wherever.
Sure.
And we loaded C-130s, and we flew. We weren't like the National Guard.
C-130s, yeah. So
they go on trucks.
So, Al, what has happened?
Well, look, he keeps telling me that I'm not qualified. I want to know, does he have a time period, and does he understand that out at O'Hare, every place we went to, we flew on C-130s.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go just to 2 week summer camp.
Yeah.
We might have go down to Dyers Air Force Base mm-hmm. on the weekend and come back. We might go to Dover, Delaware. We might go to Travis.
So you're saying that based on what you had to do, and
right.
you should, in fact, be getting the money.
Right. Yeah. So I don't think that he understands the difference between National Guard, which is state,
yeah.
and Air Force Reserve, which
mm-hmm.
is federal.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
when we drove to O'Hare,
mm-hmm.
if anything happened to us on Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
federal government was responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But anything happens to you going down Cottage Road to the armory, that was a state.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he keeps avoiding me or something. I don't think they don't understand what the National Guard purpose was and what the 928 Tactical Airlift Group. See, what they did, they disbanded our group and we all got out. But that was when Daley sold the area to the feds, and they made runways because we used to have a Air National Guard out there, Air Force Reserve, Army Reserve, and we all retired. And
okay. All right.
Yeah, thank you for your comment. You know, that was a good comment to make. And, you know, one of the things that I always say, Cliff, you know, because it's a very good friend of yours, because being the host of the show, you know, mm-hmm. Steve Seidman.
Oh, yeah.
A good person. Go to when you have these kind of problems, you
yeah.
know, to sort those kind of things out.
I got you.
And, I know Kara was, you know, talking about the Medicaid, you know, issue. And, you know, I just see, you know, people lining up. And luckily, you know, we have the MCOs in Illinois that actually reached out and started the vaccinations for seasonal influenza early, which we were really trying to push because it was so important. Especially with this COVID-19, and I can imagine those people who are dealing with that, with the issue surrounding Medicaid, it must be tragic Cliff, because I don't know how, you know, it's hard enough to make it without having all those things that you have to encumber, you know, that encumber you when you're in
mm-hmm.
poverty
mm-hmm.
and you're losing your job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people are actually dealing with all this. And why we're not having a national day of mourning for over 200,000 lives that have been lost. And some of those people may have been in that kind of situation, too. So, you know, I'm not sure what you have to say about that, Cliff and Kara. You know, is that something that, you know, is this nation, are we losing our way in making sure we take care of our people?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, I would just think.
Go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing that's really interesting just about this conversation is that, you know, we're talking about people who are living in poverty. But really, it's like when we say one in four U.S. workers, it's really people across the board. In my story, There's a 35-year-old data analyst who I interviewed who lost her health care. And you would think of a, you know, a lot of times you would say data analyst, you would think that that person, you know, lives a good life, you know, has a 9-to-5 job. And while she was, you know, making it, she was very, very worried. I mean, there are people with, you know, 9-to-5, you know, corporate America jobs, even all the way. And then, you know, going into, again, you know, veterans who were without in that insurance gap and thinking about people in a number of different career fields all over. And it does, a lot of people are worried, and it does really make me think about the state that we're in right now and when will we come out of it, I think, is the question.
Let's take another caller on line 3. John, thank you for calling.
Good evening, Cliff. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you so much for calling.
Good. I applaud your fight for doing this format and talking about the veterans and beating the drum and giving praises so we don't forget our veterans, mainly African-American veterans that served in every war in this country's history. So I applaud you for this format. And let's not forget Veterans Day, which is coming up on November the 11th. Mm-hmm. And my format and my push has always been African-American women that served during World War II.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Kara couldn't get any better than that, could we?
Yeah. So many, that's one thing that has always is top of mind and wanting to do even more reporting as it relates it to specifically how veterans and their health care and how they're treated, you know, in this country, and the need is so great. That's definitely something that I want to dig more into. And it's always wonderful to acknowledge those who have served our country. Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt. And women have done so much. That's why I'm so happy to see how they are recognizing women more and more in the military. And I just think it's great because these ladies, you know, that were back when they were doing all kind of things. Yeah.
Right.
Which is a fantastic thing. I'm Cliff Kelly.
Yeah, one of the things, yeah, too, yeah, you know, sure. Cliff, I was wondering, you know, with this particular situation, one of the things that we have to really pay attention to is mm-hmm. that people who are out there right now who are waiting for Medicaid to take effect in Missouri, you know, they have to make sure they take care of themselves, wear their mask, socially distance, and make sure they're washing their hands and making sure they're taking care of themselves, because they can't really afford to get sick right now. You have to wait for that Medicaid to become available, you know, in the near future, 2021. So make sure you take care of yourself, and make sure if you are, you know, on medications and all that, make sure that you find some way of making sure that you stay on the course you need to do to take care of your blood pressure, your diabetes, but find some way of making sure you take care of yourself and your family member.
Well stated, Dr. Arnold, without a doubt. We'll be back with more in just a moment. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is, of course, America's Heroes Group, and we will be back with more and with my my great associate, Dr. Colonel Damon Arnold. stay with us. We'll be back.
Radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org. What's going on?
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.